Elected representatives and campaign groups in the northeast have called on the government to put power lines for the north-south electricity interconnector underground. It follows an independent expert review which has backed a decision 5 years ago to put the lines above ground. The interconnector will run for 138 kilometres through Monaghan, Cavan, Meath, Armagh and Tyrone. The northeast pylon pressure group say the review failed to properly analyse the overall risk-benefit of the project on the environment and on communities. We can talk to Padraig O'Reilly now, who's spokesperson for the North East Pylon Pressure Group. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme, Padraig O'Reilly. So this independent review was commissioned to try to look objectively at the case for either keeping the lines above ground or putting them below ground. They've come to their conclusion, but you're not prepared to accept that. Why?
Good afternoon, Brian. It's not that we're not prepared to accept the conclusions. It's just that the conclusion stated by the government press release is inaccurate and misleading. The report actually states that undergrounding can be done for the North-South Interconnector. It reiterates what previous reports have said. It also states, though, that AirGrid / ESB do not want to underground it and do not plan to underground it. But that's a very different conclusion to saying that it cannot be undergrounded and that that is not the right way forward.
Well, one of the points they do make in this report is that this scale of an operation, 138 kilometres of power lines, there's no examples anywhere of a line of that length going underground.
Well, in fact, there are examples, Brian, in other parts of the world. And in fact, as every year goes by, and bear in mind, this project is almost 15 years now in planning. Every year, there are new projects coming to light, and there are some of those projects quoted in the review. I think what's important to bear in mind is that over the years, many things that AirGrid have said were impossible, either technically or otherwise, have changed. And they themselves have even changed in the last few years. There is a line going from within Kildare and Meath that is 60 kilometres long. As recently as 3 years ago, they said it was impossible to do an underground line 60 kilometres long. 10 would be the most. This is the sort of thing they submitted for the planning application for the North-South Interconnector in defence of the overhead line. And now here they are in a county next door to us putting in a 60-kilometre line underground. I think, you know, it's a modern technology. You know, the technology is changing every year. Hmm. The benefits of it are massive compared to overhead lines.
The question is, how long do you wait? I mean, this has been decades in the planning. Do we wait decades more for the technology to give you the result that you're looking for?
Well, let's not forget, Brian, the reason it's decades in the planning is that AirGrid submitted an application in 2009. That was so shoddy that it had to be withdrawn, and they lost 9 to 10 years of their own time with an insufficient application. It's not because of any campaign by us or any other reason that this has been delayed. It's because of themselves not putting in a proper application. Engaging with the public around this. They chose a line that was extremely provocative through some of the, you know, the rivers in Meath, Cavan and Monaghan. It was 44 river crossings. They're going through some of the nicest natural estates in the countryside. They could have picked other options. They never did.
All right.
So the delays are solely on their doorstep.
We'll leave it there. Padraig O'Reilly from the North East Pylon Pressure Group. Thanks very much for that.